Tapping even deeper into the U.S. Strategic Reserve. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. That's what President Biden's doing after OPEC Plus countries agreed to cut their oil production.
And rather than embrace new policies, as they're being pushed to do, to try to ramp up domestic production, the U.S. is now turning to another dictator whose government, by the way, we don't even officially recognize. The Wall Street Journal headline this morning reads, U.S. looks to ease Venezuela sanctions, enabling Chevron to pump oil.
Fox's Jackie Heinrich at the White House. Gas is up 3 more cents today. It's gained 6 in 2 days. California is a penny shy of a record high price again. There's a lot of grief in Thailand, where a former cop fired over drugs went on a shooting and stabbing rampage at a child care center. He killed more than 30 people, most of them kids. Some were shot. Others were knifed as they napped. The man fled, went home, and killed his own child and wife and then himself. A California sheriff wants the death penalty for a suspected kidnapper after the bodies of a family abducted Monday, an 8-month-old baby and her mother, father, and uncle, were found in an orchard last night.
There's no words right now to describe the anger I feel and the senselessness of this incident.
Merced County Sheriff Vern Warnke, the suspect, injured himself attempting suicide. And there's opening statements soon in Wisconsin for the man facing charges and the Christmas parade attack last year that left 6 people dead.
Daryl Brooks, who's representing himself, requested an adjournment of his trial Wednesday, telling the court he believes he has COVID. The judge ruling against him, calling it a delay tactic. Brooks has already been removed from the Waukesha County courtroom several times for interruptions.
Fox's Jeff Manasso. In New York City, they're starting to pick a jury today for Kevin Spacey's trial. This is a civil case. He was sued by Anthony Rapp, who claims the actor made sexual advances on him in 1986 at age 14, and Rapp wants compensation for emotional trauma. America's listening to Fox.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
News. Stocks are down a second day after all those huge gains and a rebound to start the week. The Dow's dropping 180 points. The Nasdaq's falling 33. The S&P 500 losing 21 points. Despite all the oil production talk, the price isn't moving much. It's up a little bit, close to $88 a barrel as gas rises. Like we mentioned earlier, it's now up 20 cents since the 14-week drop from June's record high. We got an update on unemployment this morning.
There were 219,000 new claims for unemployment. Employment benefits last week, an increase of 29,000. Also, more people are still receiving unemployment benefits. Continuing claims rose 15,000 to 1.36 million. The monthly employment report released Friday morning is expected to show weaker job growth of just 250,000 new jobs in September. If the numbers come in at that level, it would be the weakest job growth since December of 2020. The unemployment rate is expected to hold at 3.7%. Ginny Cosola, Fox News.
As the Federal Reserve fights inflation, raising interest rates, it's leading to more economic uncertainty, and it's making more Americans rethink their holiday travel plans.
A new survey by Bankrate finds about 8 in 10, or 79% of people polled, are changing their plans due to inflation and rising prices by traveling for fewer days, opting for cheaper accommodations and destinations, taking fewer trips, or traveling shorter distances. But 43% of U.S. adults who answered are planning to travel this holiday season, but only 12% plan to fly instead of drive. According to the latest Consumer Price Index published by the Bureau of Labor Statistics, airline fares rose more than 33% from August of 2021 to August of 2022. AAA says the best time to book for Thanksgiving is less than a month before the holiday. Gianna Gelosi, Fox News.
Baseball's regular season's over. The LA Dodgers finished with 111 wins, the most for a National League team since 1909. They have a first-round bye. The wild card starts tomorrow. I'm Dave Anthony.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep.
Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.